Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
Adam's playing in for Landry. Lopez here. Biggie's here. Lot to get to, but first, the Texans are doing their, what, their charity golf classic.
Yeah, every today. year they get it done. Everybody's out there.
So, Cal McNair gave an update on Tank Dell. Here's what, here's how Tank Dell is doing.
It's frightening, but, you know, you just, you try not to get in those situations, and sometimes it happens, and we're just grateful that, I believe no one was seriously hurt. But it looks like Tank will make a full recovery. We saw him in the office the other day, and he looked good in good spirits. And so, but he'll have to rehab and get back to where he was. So,
rehab, get back to where he was, and I think rehab is just kind of get his head together, man. That's going to leave a mental scar for anyone. It's going to be wild to watch.
But obviously, the best news possible.
Oh yeah,
with Tank Dell. So. Glad, if anything, that he's in good spirits and glad that he's obviously okay moving forward. All right. This week is John's Christmas.
It is.
I don't totally understand it, but, it is what it is. And by the way, D'Amico Ryans was asked about J.J. Watt today, and we'll play that for you a little bit later in the show.
Yeah.
But we do want to get to John's Christmas.
Yeah. You know, you do a really good job on just about everything you do in broadcasting, so I'm a little bit disappointed in you that you're not into this as much as I am. I get it. Like I'm the first to say, in fact, I think I said it before the show, we already know who they're playing.
Yes.
We know where they're
playing.
We've
known who they are playing and where they are playing for months.
Yeah.
Since January.
Something about the figure. Are you into as much as I am? The NFL schedule.
I actually am.
Yeah, it's
disappointed.
Foremost, I know we're all just.
I think part of it too is the time of the year too, because it's not like it's a game going on. There's no camp yet and all that stuff. So just getting it's like closer to Christmas.
Here's
like, all right, we close the football season now.
We're not. It's 5 months before week one.
All right. So I put a
four
couple
months.
Of let me give you a couple of points why I think it's cool. And this has really only happened in the last 3 or 4 years that I've gotten that into this. But I don't ever feel that the next season is closing in on us until the schedule release. Like once you get the schedule release, you're like, all right, we're getting real now. Like we're next up is OTAs and then
OTAs,
training camp and then all that. So like once you get the schedule, it's like the next season. Like I've been in last season mode all off season, like trying to build this team and, seeing who they're going to draft and sign. And that's all cool. But the next season doesn't really get real until that season is scheduled. And then you start playing those games in your head. First of all, I love schedule leaks. I love seeing them drop, trying to figure out if they're real or not, cross-referencing, like, does that work in terms of the schedule and all this other stuff. all bye weeks, all that stuff.
Do you have a spreadsheet of like all the games that like each team's individual schedule, and you like will mark them down and cross off the like how?
I follow a couple of ones that do.
Yeah. How nerdy though are you getting with this?
Very. Like I can show you right now. I got the spreadsheet up.
Okay.
Like I got the spreadsheet up right here. And you follow it.
Yeah, and see, that's the cool part because...
But that's not your own spreadsheet.
No, it's not my own. See,
it's only nerdy if it's yours.
Yeah.
I wish you would have created it.
No, I'm not that...
We do spend a lot of time trying to put pieces together, though. So if you see, like, the Colts are opening up against Jacksonville, then it's like, all right, so that's not none of our first games.
Mm-hmm.
So Kansas City still in the play. And
yeah. And I think it's more cool. So it's more so
like this, investigating.
Yeah, it's more so this year with the Texans because like we all like those assurances and those affirmations that we belong. You know, we belong with the big boys. The Texans are going to get that this year. I mean, at least we think they are. So you're kind of wondering, okay, how many primetime games are they going to play on Thanksgiving? Maybe another holiday game on Christmas or something. I don't know. And like, are they going to have the opener, which is a big affirmation, you know, for this Texans team to play on the opening night on a Thursday, which I know you like because of the way it would lay out on the schedule.
Yeah. And well, so I like it for three reasons. First of all, that might be, you might get lucky. Maybe that's your only Thursday game,
mm-hmm.
which means that your one Thursday game would not be a short week.
Mm-hmm.
That's one reason. The second reason is you're getting the Chiefs early and they don't tend to play their important guys during the preseason. So they don't have any sort of a rhythm. And then the third reason is you get a rest advantage for week two.
Yeah.
And that could be really important.
See, you're coming along. You're coming around.
Maybe you wind up playing a division game week two and you've got a 3-day rest advantage.
Like
that sort of stuff cannot be, you can't put a price on that.
You know what else has really helped get the kind of the vibe, the energy up on the NFL schedule release? The NFL team videos the last couple of years. They've been awesome. Some of them have been awful.
Too many tryhards in social media.
The Titans won it last year with their... Remember they were like trying to show them the logo?
Yeah, that's a good one. But the problem that you have with that is that then every team tries to copy it.
Yeah.
And it's,
I think that's fun. Chargers have been really good with their release videos.
They've been doing the anime. They've been going the anime route.
Like 2 years in a row, right?
Yeah, 2 years in a row. Yeah.
Yeah. And I just like I said, I like the schedule leaks. I think a lot of the schedule leaks are... And this is the NFL marketing machine at its absolute best. I think a lot of the schedule leaks are planted by teams in the league with particular people. Because nothing gets you going more than, hey, man, did you hear? In fact, there was one that, I don't know if I believe it, but it's out there. Bears at Texans, Thursday night football. I believe it's October 6th or something. Whatever that
is. Is it Thursday night or Sunday?
Sunday night. Okay. My bad. Sunday night. That's been out there. So... We'll see if that's true, but it's going to start, and it's going to start big time tomorrow. We're going to get some schedule leaks, and that's just fun. I think it's in October
8th, I think is what you said.
Yeah, I think the Sunday in October is the 6th.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's that would be the Bears at Texans, at least according to one league.
Yeah. There was one, I think it was Seattle last year. Their social media team gave out the fake schedule to the players. And it was just like an awful schedule where they were going to have to play like three straight road games and they weren't going to have a bye week after having to play the Germany game.
Yeah.
And their players were just losing their minds just at how bad the schedule was. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah. But when it does come down to the schedule, like what are your, I really want this. I want it to look like this.
Well, so I think the first thing that you look for are the bye weeks.
D'Amico said today at the golf tournament.
And so the big thing is, okay, here's our bye week. When we come out of our bye week, are we playing a team that is also coming off of a bye week?
Mm-hmm.
Because then that kind of ruins the advantage that you have there. You want to be playing the team that is not coming off of a bye week.
Yeah.
And then also, in the same way, you don't want to be playing teams coming off of their bye week. And there are times where teams might play three games in one season against teams that are coming off their bye week. Mm-hmm. That's awful.
Yeah.
So that's two things that you look for. The other thing is they've got a bunch of games against rookie quarterbacks this year.
Those early.
They've got New England. They've got Chicago. They've got Minnesota. You want to play, like you said, you want to play those games early in the year before those quarterbacks have a chance to really get their feet wet and get their footing into what it's like being in the NFL. And then to go the opposite of that, a team like the Jets, whose quarterback is 41 years old, or however old Aaron Rodgers is, mm-hmm. you want to play him late in the year when maybe he's just fallen off or he just might be hurt.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think I want like week 13, week 14, because they're going to have a long season this year because they're playing in the Hall of Fame game. So they'll be starting training camp early. So I like that. Let them get through the early part. Maybe have a Thursday night game where they have the extra time to rest, and then you get the bye week later. I do not want to see the Ravens or Chiefs late. They both tend to get hot late. Maybe, as you pointed out earlier, you know, who knows the health and how beat up Lamar Jackson is, but the Chiefs are always playing better late. So I don't want to see them. I don't want to see them late.
I've heard some people say they want Buffalo early before it starts to get cold over there, because you don't want to have to deal with the weather.
And I think they're going to be a mess early.
I would kind of want them a little late, because I feel like I agree with you, John. I think they're gonna be a mess. I think it's a possibility they fire their head coach.
Oh, it might even be more of a
and
mess.
It might be over. It might be in tank season.
That's true. Might be even more of a mess.
I think that's why you might want to play Tennessee later in the year when it if it's like really apparent that they are in rebuild mode and they're playing for their draft pick as opposed to trying to win games down the stretch.
And actually, Hannah McNair was asked about this, and I was telling you about this earlier. She was asked about this today as well, and you're going to hear that over at the golf tournament, about playing the Titans with the alternate jersey on a Thursday night game. I believe her answer is something of a little bit of a surprise, but maybe she was just being funny. Because, you know, screw you, Amy Adams Strunk. Plus, you get 10 days after the game, and you can put that H-Town Blue uniform on, et cetera. And then there's one more rumor, and this is like a legitimate outlet that said this, that among the three teams that might face the Vikings in London at Tottenham, I believe, is where they would be playing, are the Houston Texans. London game would be cool. And you've been. I've never been to an NFL game in London.
The fans are into it. The fans understand it, I think, a little better than people realize. And I really hope, and when I went, I was talking to some players about, like, could this work? Could you, like, have a team in London full-time? And they were kind of like, yeah, I think that this would absolutely work. And so I think the London game would be a great experience for them. Obviously, it gets C.J. Stroud and this team on more of a worldwide type of audience, which, you know, when it comes to marketing dollars, that sort of stuff matters. I didn't know they were playing it. I mean, Tottenham that's a brand new, just gorgeous, you know, Wembley's a little old.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there's something to that. And I think that it's a great opportunity just organizationally. And teams have shown that they can do it, and they don't need the bye week, too, after it.
Exactly. And then last thing, it might be too obvious at this point, Texans at Cowboys on Thanksgiving. That would be just outstanding. Just because Texans have only played two games on Thanksgiving ever in their existence, both of them in the early time slot against the Lions. So getting the Cowboys on Thanksgiving, the whole Micah and CJ thing would be in play. The Diggs thing would be in play. And of course, state pride and trash talk.
I'm still thinking about them being the first game, man. Week one against Cowboys? The Cowboys, that would be amazing because I think that's something. I think usually when the Texans play the Cowboys, it's nothing to play for, mm-hmm. where one of the team is already out of it.
Yeah.
And I think that's a lot to play for right there, week one.
Mm-hmm. It would be the most hyped.
I don't think it's going to happen, though.
I don't remember when both teams were good at the same time.
You have to go back in the Wayback Machine. Way back.
Like the Oilers. Oilers-Cowboys.
Oilers-Cowboys
91. Oilers-Cowboys.
Oilers-Cowboys 91. Oilers-Cowboys 77.
That's Tennessee. That's yeah. not the same team. It's not the same team.
Oh, boy.
Any game other than the Cowboys game, any game that you're really like, I got to see this. I got to be at this game.
Well, I mean, I'm telling you, if they go to London, I might have to get a long weekend.
Have you been to London before?
I've been all around it. I've never been to London itself.
Lovely,
yeah.
lovely.
My wife goes like she's been two or three times and just absolutely loves it. And for some reason, I haven't been able to go with her on those trips, mostly because it's been football season and I can't go. But yeah, London is outstanding.
When I went. There were jerseys of all 32 teams.
Oh, they all go. If you're a football fan, you show up. I kind of that Packers game is interesting. Like
is that there or here?
That is going to be there.
Okay.
Now, so there's another one. Yeah. We might add that to the list.
So they've got Buffalo in Buffalo,
Kansas City,
and then Green Bay, Kansas City, I mean,
you remember the playoffs?
Yeah, that's like January.
No, I know,
but. The Frozen Tundra games are interesting.
Well, look.
Remember, they played in Green Bay. It was snowing. The Brock Osweiler.
Well, here's the other interesting thing. Hey, I don't want to play Green Bay late in the year because it gets so cold. Well, look at their road games. Any of these could be late in the year. Now, some of them, like London, Minnesota's going to be in London, but Green Bay, outdoor stadium, that could be late in the year and cold. Kansas City, outdoor stadium, could be late in the year and cold. Jets, outdoor stadium, could be late in the year and cold.
True. Anything after September could be cold.
Patriots. Like so they're gonna have a cold weather game. Like there's four teams right there on the road. Not all of those are gonna be in September and October.
Tennessee can get cold.
Tennessee can go, but I'll
Jacksonville doesn't.
I'll take my chances with Tennessee.
You know, Colts game could be, you know, they play indoors.
Indoors.
Do they play at Miami?
Or is that here? No, they play Miami here. Home games: Ravens, Bills, Dolphins, Bears, Lions, and then the division. That Lions game is going to be good. That might be a good late season Super Bowl preview road. Dallas, Green Bay, Minnesota, Kansas City, Jets, Patriots, and then the division.
All right, we'll go around the NFL next on Sports Radio 610. Adam Spillane in for Landry Locker. Lopez here. Figgy here. 1 hour to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.